So should these tourists have been warned about the dangers? Our reporter Gavin Coote has been speaking to scientists who try to predict volcanic activity, and many have told him that this eruption would have been almost impossible to predict.
Miles off the New Zealand coast, linked by submarine tunnels of flame to the extinct volcanoes of the mainland, White Island, white with clouds of steam. But it isn't ordinary steam. There's poison gas in it.
It's been a site of fascination and even obsession for decades. Even James Cook marvelled at the volcano on White Island, which has been continuously building in activity for the past 150,000 years.
In spite of poisonous gases and belching fumes, Movietone cameraman faces the crater. He has won his way here to the very heart of the inferno, looking into the pit that reaches into the bowels of the earth.
A British documentary crew travelled to the island in the 1930s. A few decades before that, sulphur was mined from the island, until a disaster in 1914 which killed 10 mine workers.
The crater exploded, wiping out the entire colony in a moment. Not one man left alive. And never again a sulphur mine on the island of Hidden Fires.
Not surprisingly, the island is of acute interest to Antipodean volcanologists. Paul Ashley from the University of New England has led geology students on tours to the island six times.
When you're walking around, it's an awe-inspiring and a scary place. The walls of the volcano around you are up to about 300 metres high, so it's like walking into a large cavern in a way. The walls sort of surround you on three sides, and on the other side you've got the ocean. And there are numerous fumaroles, which are gas escape vents. And so the tour operators supply you with face masks, and also they supply you with hard hats to go on the tour. But what happened yesterday would make both of those bits of apparatus completely irrelevant.
The alert level had been ramped up 3 weeks ago after authorities noticed a rise in volcanic activity. But predicting an eruption on White Island can be trickier than many other volcanoes.
Yes, it's like a giant pressure cooker where the safety valve is blocked off and eventually the seal ruptures with increased pressure and it goes bang. And it wasn't giving off the usual signs that people associate with impending eruptions.
Richard Arkelis is a volcanologist at Australian National University. Unlike many other volcanoes, White Island is made up of magma and a groundwater system, which includes rain and seawater. When the magma and water interacts, he's told the ABC there would have been no safe place on the island to hide.
When you get an explosion just broaching the surface of the earth, you also get an explosion travelling laterally, a so-called lateral blast. So if you were anywhere between the crater lake at the west end of that crater and the jetty, it's likely that the blast, as it came out of the ground, would not only be travelling vertically but also ground-hugging.
With the possibility of further unexpected eruptions on the island, some feel there's very little that can be done to minimise the risk. Macquarie University volcanologist Heather Handley.
So because we don't have, I guess, a system that can detect very quickly, like on an order of seconds to minutes, and give warnings out, they're very hard to recognise when they're about to happen and to issue enough notice.
Do you expect there'll be a discussion around whether this needs to be reviewed, the warning and the monitoring systems? Is there any way it can be improved given the difficulties of that particular volcano?
So you can probably identify that systems are primed and ready to erupt, but it'd be very hard then to give any indication of when that might happen, whether it would be in a day, in a month, in a year. So it's a very difficult situation to predict.
And with such erratic volcano activity, some are wondering whether tourism operators could be more cautious. Richard Arkelis again.
Nobody runs tours to places where they think anybody's going to be harmed. So it's hard to prevent this happening. But yes, it'll trigger some thinking about volcano tourism and the intrinsic risks.
That's Richard Arkelis, a volcanologist from the Australian National University, speaking to Gavin Coote.